start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, we have to talk about it. We have to move forward with it. We have to go, okay, it is time to talk. Now, listen, the pandemic has come. I don't know if I can say 100% the pandemic is gone, but, you know, pandemic. But there was a lot of things that occurred to us as people, as individuals, as groups, however you want to take a look at it. But life changed over a two-year period more dramatically than what you would think that it would change at any point in time. Now, listen, we can sit here and say that during that 2 years of change, there were some politicians that did this. There were some politicians that did that. There was some injections. There was some vaccines. There was some medicine. There was some change. There were some jumps in technology. There was all kinds of stuff that you can elaborate on. And yes, you could. But let's go down to the finite detail that I want to talk about. And that is the way that you and I learned during that time. And now listen, virtual was a big deal. Like, hey, we are going to have a meeting and it's going to be a virtual meeting. And I think that we had virtual coming out the wazoo, if you know what I'm saying there, in regards of things that we were doing. And then there was the off case where somebody was putting on an in-person event. And then you would notice that they would expect thousands of people and maybe hundreds of people would show up. So it's gotten to the point now where you have to start asking the question of, now that you're seeing some other things roll out where people are able to do things in person, are you willing to go? Now, let's talk real quick because it is a thing. It is a thing now that you are able to do VR with some of these events. And I'm not talking about that little shitty VR that some companies are doing that they go, oh, yes, you're in a waiting room. And no. I'm talking true-blown, full VR that it looks like you're sitting in the crowd because they have a full-blown 360 camera that you can take a look around on. So are you at the point now that you'd rather do the actual virtual presentation with a potential VR headset? Now, let's talk about that because there is some costs associated with it. Because if you're sitting around and doing an event and you're doing it in VR and you have the headset on, well, you know that the VR headset's going to cost you about $400. And that's not if you're going high end. We're just talking regular consumer product. And plus the price of the ticket to get in. Or are you looking at this and going, no, I'd rather go in person and take a look at what's going on? Because here's the gig. We can go to these events and learn on what's going on. And yes, you can learn from home as well as you're watching some of these events. But some people, and I'm not going to say everybody, because I think that would be a lie, say that the biggest value that they get out of these events is because of the networking opportunities that are there. So when you take a look at this, do you go the networking opportunity is the deal, or do you look at it and go the networking is not so important? I mean, it's a combination depending on how you want to look at it. I think that there is a lot of value added on when you go to these events and get the learning opportunity. Now, listen, I'm not talking about the CEUs that are bullshit, that are like, oh, they don't count towards your big Kama Sutra degree if you don't take it the way that it's supposed to. Because it's like there's so many different misconceptions here. I'm talking about the learning availability that is there in real time. It gets very, very interesting as we are talking about this, opposed to it just kind of sitting back. So when you take a look at this, what do you think? Virtual headset, standard virtual event, or in-person event? What's the best one, and how does your team learn best? Because there's a lot of stuff to think about. There is a lot of stuff to discover. And learning is a journey, and everybody learns differently. As you can probably figure, I'm an audio learner. You get it? An audio learner. Some people are visual learners. Some people are tactile. Some people are colors. You know, all kinds of fun stuff in regards to that. So think about that. How would you want that to be done? And if you were going to put on an event and it was virtual and you had the 360 cameras, would you include the price of the headset as an option? Huh. Now I'm really triggering some things.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now? That live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.